Look, there's no doubt that the mental health issue is an issue, and it's something that needs to be tackled for a lot of reasons. And obviously, this very well could have played a role in what happened in Oxford. But a few states over, New York City is doing something. And WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson here with that story out of New York City, where the mayor has announced a plan to have mentally ill people living on the streets and subways involuntarily hospitalized. Lloyd Jackson with us. My goodness, I can't wait to get the details on this. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Chris. New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced yesterday that the NYPD and the fire department and other city agencies will start forcing homeless people who are determined to be suffering a mental health crisis off the streets and out of the subway system. Brendan McGuire is chief counsel to Mayor Adams. He says they will be taken to a hospital for evaluation even if they refuse to go on their own.
This is governed by the state mental hygiene law, and there are provisions under that law that allow for the involuntary commitment of individuals to the extent that they're a threat to themselves or to others.
New York Mayor Eric Adams.
You all know it. You're watching people standing there on the street talking to themselves, don't have shoes on, shadow boxing, unkept.
New York Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Donna Lieberman says the mayor's plan is not the least bit a solution.
Why doesn't he spend those resources converting some of the empty commercial real estate in Manhattan, for example, into housing with programs to support people who have serious medical conditions?
The Legal Aid Society says the mayor's approach is wrong because forcing someone who is mentally ill most often leads to their arrest and not a hospital bed with treatment. Mayor Adams says he's not trying to take away a person's rights.
I know some people may look at what we're doing saying that we are trying to do something to take away the right of people. No, we're not. The right is that people should be able to live in dignity. There's nothing dignified about living a month without having a shower.
Some civil rights groups want the state of New York to get involved, saying state lawmakers need to pass laws that would offer the mentally ill treatment and not jail, and also give judges discretion to send them in for treatment. Chris?
So this is really a situation where this is against their will. And I guess what's the impetus here? How are they able to do this? Are they trying to kill two birds with one stone, trying to get these people help and trying to fix the homeless situation? I mean, it's a very kind of gray area, it feels like.
It is, but you know, that's the feeling that I get too, that, you know, it's to try to help those that are mentally ill. A lot of the people out on the streets in New York City are homeless and they're mentally ill. And I think he's trying to kill two birds with one stone. But as the Legal Aid Society says, I mean, you know, a lot of times when you have a person who's mentally ill, you force them off a subway or force them out of their place where they're staying on the street, and you tell them you got to go to a hospital. And, you know, if they're mentally ill, sometimes they don't understand. And then that gets into a fight. Then they start attacking the police. And then what happens? They end up in jail. Well, that's not where you want to go, you know. So I don't know what the training is with the officers. If they're told, like, if these people start fighting you back, or, you know, don't take them to jail, just get them to the hospital. I don't know. But that's an issue right there.
It is amazing because, I think we've all been there before where you're walking down the street and you see somebody coming down the street. They're kind of mumbling to themselves or saying something strange. And this is a bigger problem than I think any of us want to admit. And Lloyd, I know you've talked to Chief White in particular about some of the stuff here. And these guys, these police officers, I mean, this is just asking them to do something else so often. Enough is enough already.
Yeah. And I think and when you get to different states, different cities who have these problems, they're going to be trying different things. I think at this point, you know, the mental health issue is so, you know, bad in a lot of places that people are just starting to throw things up against the wall to see what sticks.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are going to be people who are going to go to court. There are going to be court cases. You know, this plan may even go to court. Somebody may say, no, we can't do this. And this may end up in the judicial system and, you know, get thrown out and say it's unconstitutional or whatever. So, but people are desperate at this point. They're trying to do whatever they can to help the mentally ill. And, you know, it's a problem. And hopefully, you know, these lawmakers, and not just in the states, but also nationally in Washington, you know, start paying really close attention to what's going on with the mentally ill.
Lloyd, I think you're exactly right. I think it's a great point. I think very well this could end up in a courtroom somewhere in New York City, because, look, to me, this seems pretty radical. I could not imagine something like this happening here in Detroit. Just picking people up mm-hmm. and then taking them to a hospital to be evaluated for mental health issues. That to me is it seems pretty radical. Maybe it works. Maybe this is allowed to happen. But just running through and picking people up who appear to be mentally ill, I don't know. It seems a little off the wall.
But people are going to be watching this from afar. So we'll see what happens in New York, and what happens in New York, you know, may end up happening in other places.
No doubt about it. You look at places like San Francisco, where the homeless population is out of control. L.A., it is out of control. And so, I mean, but here's the other part, Lloyd. You pick up all these people, you take them to the hospitals. You got the resources. You got the manpower at these hospitals. You got the doctors on staff. Because you're more than likely going to have a pretty big influx of patients. All right, more of the Paul W. Smith Show next.